This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August. This, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction describes the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave the country, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Afghan military will be able to regain momentum by focusing its efforts on defending urban areas. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sought Thursday to nudge forward security ties with Vietnam that have been slowly deepening as both countries watch China's activities in the South China Sea with growing alarm. Despite closer military relations more than four decades after the Vietnam War ended in 1975, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has said there are limits to the relationship until Hanoi makes progress on human rights. Vietnam has emerged as the most vocal opponent of China's territorial claims in the South China Sea and has received U.S. military hardware, including Coast Guard cutters. A lawyer for the first person convicted under the Hong Kong national security law asked Thursday for no more than 10 years in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as